welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of News That You Can Use, the Economic Podcast. I'm your host on this Thursday evening, Daryl Nobles. I want to give you a little something this evening, ladies and gentlemen, a clip to listen to. Now, the difference with this clip is it's actually on YouTube, and it's a very good illustration, an example of our monetary system, of what's really happening with the economic monetary system, not just in this country, but around the world. So after the clip, and this will be a shorter edition of the podcast than last time, I want you to go to YouTube and actually watch the video. It's actually an animated 30-minute video, and you don't have to do it tonight, maybe on Sunday evening, when you're relaxing and when you've talked to your family, your friends, your coworkers, just people in general about what you're hearing on the podcast, what you're hearing on the news. Because, of course, there are a multitude of news stories that we're going to maybe talk about a little bit tonight after you hear the clip. And it's called, well, I'll wait until after you hear it, and then that'll be your homework assignment, to watch the animated clip. For those of you that feel a little nostalgic about cartoons, it's a cartoon, it's funny, it's informative, and I think if you really watch it and pay attention with an open mind and open heart, you'll hear some things that maybe you won't understand at first, but maybe you will, hopefully. And it'll open your eyes as to what is happening. And when you watch newscasts on CNN, Fox, even local stations, when they start talking about monetary policy, when they start talking about why city councils around the country are having to raise taxes on homeowners, why they're putting cell towers up at school sites and neighborhoods when months or a year before they said we would not do that and endanger the health of our citizens, it may help you understand why politicians are having to backpedal and change their commitments to their constituents because of the real financial policy that many people are facing right now. Ladies and gentlemen, is that states and counties, municipalities are broke, and they're trying to generate revenue. In many places, they put up windmills on people's properties. They're drilling, they're fracking the earth. They're trying to get energy any way that they can, but the catch is they're selling. They may be paying you for the right to use that land for a windmill. They may be paying you to drill on your land to get that energy, but what is it doing in the long term? The long term is it may be destroying the natural habitat. The long term is that the cell towers may be, what some research is saying, could be potentially harmful down the line, but they need that income. The municipalities need the money coming in so that they can afford to pay for essential services like the fire, like the police departments, like the school systems, like the real road and bridge projects that they're paying for, the potholes in your area. Because when that money does not exist, there are no real shovel-ready project monies coming from the federal government at a large enough scale to keep many people employed. So, as I say, listen to this short, 30-second audio. And yes, it does help to be able to see it and get a better illustration of what they're talking about, but it's time to kind of go back and reinvigorate your mind, to bring back the imagination that you had as a child when you were listening, or if you ever listened to radio and created the imagination, those pictures in your mind. And if you weren't a real big cartoon fan and you never really used your imagination, it's time to do so now. Turn off the television, sort of dim the lights, and just listen. Listen and hear what's being said, and then compare that to what you hear on a daily basis on the news, how they're trying to get you to spend your time and your mindset believing something else. So we're going to play this, and then I'll give you some brief highlights of what's in the news tonight, and then I'll give you the name of this animated feature so that you can watch it, because as I say, it is very, very good. If you haven't seen it, this will open your eyes to a lot of things, and if you have, pass it on to someone who really needs an eyeful of what we're facing right now, but from a sort of funny perspective that may help you gain more interest in what's really happening in the world of politics and the world of money around the world and the banking system. So, let's take a listen.
Submitted for your approval. 1. First National Bank. What is a bank, you ask? A curious place where both space, time, and irony exist. And yet, don't.
Are you going to be doing that the whole time?
Pay attention, Pyle. Exhibit A. Those who have come to deposit and safely store their earned monies. Exhibit B. Those who need to borrow said money for purposes unknown.
Hey! That's me!
Ergo, Exhibit C. The bank only has so much money in the vault to lend out to people such as you.
Hey! Hey, that's the guy! He took my house!
Really screwing my vibe here, Pyle. Space-time continuum. He can't hear you. Just let me narrate. Now, where was I?
So you see, by the time he got to you, Pyle, his bank was out of money.
But he gave me lots of money and charged me a lot of interest.
Yes, that's the only way banks make money, by making debt loans. Debt equals money, Pyle. Remember that. Debt equals money. The more loans they make, the more money they make.
But if they don't have any money, then where did my money come from?
You're gonna want to take a step back, Pyle.
Whoa! No way!
Yes way. And that's nothing.
Hey, buddy! Need some money?
They didn't do that!
Oh, they did exactly that, Pyle. Remember, banks make money by making loans, by selling debt, even to bad credit risks.
Yo! Have some money, dude! Just sign here!
Oh my gosh!
They called it free money.
Yeah, that's exactly what my loan guy told me. Free money!
But it ain't free. The worst part was offering money to people who don't even need it. People, pal, like you.
You're right. I didn't need him. I was happy here. I didn't need it! Why is he sad? He's making all that money.
Shh. He's thinking. Now wait for it. Now wait for it. Bingo. See, the bank is loaned to everyone in town. But to make more money, they have to loan even more.
More? How much money do they need?
More.
Oh, what's that?
Behold, a black horse riding. Credit card.
I mean, it's gonna be okay. Everything's gonna be okay. What now?
Now, with Pyle with all this money, we might as well party.
Oh, this is awesome! I needed to get my head clear. When I get back, I'm gonna straighten all this out. I just hope Dream is doing okay.
I'm going to get you, my pretty.
Yep, he is. I'm sure he is.
You put it on his tab. Little something for yourself. Wait.
You know, wait a second, Hartman. I just thought of something. If I got this money from the bank, and the bank got it from the Federal Reserve dump trucks...
Go on.
Then where does the Federal Reserve get their money?
Real nice time, ladies. Real nice. Now excuse me while I borrow you.
Say, Hartman, why am I wearing a burglar bikini top?
Because no one is allowed inside the Fed. Not you, not me, no American citizen, no duly elected member of our Congress, not the Supreme Court.
Not the Supreme Court?
Not the Supreme Court. Not the Justice Department, not the CIA, DIA, FBI, ATF, ATE, NBC, not even G-O-D.
How come the government isn't allowed inside its own building?
Government? Pile, the Fed is a private bank owned by private stockholders. Do not let the name federal fool you. This place is about as Federal Express.
A private bank? But private?
Shh. Best to keep your voice down, Pile.
This is Ethan, Federal Reserve.
Hey, Ethan. Bill here, First National.
Hi there, Bill. How are you?
Good, good. We're running a little low on money.
No problem. How much you need?
Oh, how does 20 million sound?
What?
Excellent. We'll ship it over first thing tomorrow.
Wait, he can just call up the Fed and ask for more money and they give him whatever they want?
No, pal. The Fed don't give the banks money. The Fed loans the banks money. The banks have to pay it back with interest. Now, come on, time to go.
Wait. I still don't understand. Where does the Fed get their money? I mean, if they're a private bank. You said they're a private bank, right? Okay, so who puts money into the Fed bank?
This is Mel, United States Mint.
Hi, Mel. First National needs another 20 millis.
We're already running the presses full steam here, Ethan.
Gotta keep making loans, gotta keep the money flowing.
All right, you're the Fed. Whatever you guys say, 20 million more by morning!
But I don't get it. What's so wrong about the Fed printing money?
Because it's unconstitutional, Pat. Our treasury is supposed to create our money, but now the Fed controls the printing of America's money. Nobody gets a friggin' dollar that the Fed didn't print.
So?
They print the money, then they loan it to the government, then they charge the government interest, and then the government taxes you to pay for it. Wake up, pal!
God, I don't see what the big deal is.
You know, you're right, pal.
Wait, I am?
Yeah. I forget how effective they are at keeping you ignorant.
Well, that's okay. Hey, I'm not ignorant.
Do you even know what money is, Pa? In the long, long ago, people bought it. They traded things they had for things they wanted. I'll trade you my raspberries for that there pot pie.
I don't want your berries.
Come on, Pa. Those sweet berries.
They're not sweet, they're old, and I don't like berries.
Give me that pot pie!
No!
As you can see, this modern situation created some problems. Then, one day, a goldsmith walked up and said...
Now, everybody thinks gold is valuable, so why doesn't everybody trade gold for things they need?
The price was set for gold, and now it was very easy to conduct commerce because people could trade gold for all the things they needed.
Marvin! Wow, look at all my gold! Hey, stop them! That's my gold!
Damn, thieves!
Say there, Pile. I've got a vault and some guards. I can keep your gold safe for you. For a small fee.
Yeah, sure, that'd be awesome.
You see, Pile, this is how the first bank made money.
There you go, Pile. I owe you 100 gold coins.
Okay, great!
Come back anytime and redeem your gold when you want it. It'll be right here, in my vault.
Now you're holding the very first paper money, Pile.
Wow, this is great. It all makes sense.
Oh, that's right. It was good, and everybody started using IOUs because everybody knew the IOU was as good as gold.
Wow, this candy is really a good price. One IOU. I'm getting some more for later. Hey! Wait a minute, it was just one IOU. 10 IOUs for chocolate? You can't just raise prices like that.
Oh, the Candyman can.
Oh, the Candyman can.
Wait, that is just frickin' wrong.
It's called inflation, Pile. It makes your IOUs worth less and less until they are worth nothing. Less bang for the buck, dollar ain't what it used to be.
But I worked hard and I baked all those pot pies. Now I have to work harder to make less? That's not fair.
Oh, if you think that's not fair, you're gonna love the next part.
What's he doing?
How do banks make money, Pile?
By making more loans.
Oh, that's right. He's good.
See, he prints more IOUs without any more gold, loans them out for interest, makes a pretty penny, and nobody is the wiser.
Unless everybody wanted their gold back at the same time.
No. That's my gold.
Not anymore.
What are you talking about?
I'd like to redeem my IOUs, please. Thank you very much.
Hey! I want my gold back now! Thief! Thief!
Battle of the bank run. Bringing people together.
See, they all found out he was stealing, made a run on the bank, and demanded their gold. But as you can see, there ain't no gold to get.
Hartman!
Don't worry, Pyle. Back in these times, vengeance will be yours. Three things in this world you don't do. Never mess with another man's woman. Never mess with another man's ego. And most importantly, you never mess with another man's money. Else, a man will mess with you.
My God! You hung him?
Yes, Pyle. Oh, we hung him. We hung him high. And do you know why?
Because he was a thief?
Because, Pyle, an evil invention was born. Man discovered how to turn worthless paper into gold. Thus was invented the ultimate machine to steal real money and enslave all the nations on Earth.
It's alive!
Oh, now, come on. You're just being dramatic. I mean, I lost my house, but...
What is that? Explain.
A nuclear power plant?
Mm-hmm. Produces lots of electricity and little pollution. An invention for the good of humanity.
Okay, but what's this have to do with...
3, 2... Holy atomic energy! A discovery more powerful than anything man had yet conceived. It can be used for good or evil.
Now!
Unlike Einstein, the goldsmith's discovery has been kept a closely guarded secret. It was never intended for you to see. This discovery is called fractional reserve banking. In the wrong hands, it's more powerful than the nuclear bomb in its ability to completely and utterly destroy a nation who is subjected to its perversion.
No.
It is time we stop this evil secret and the men behind it.
You're being ridiculous.
Before America is destroyed forever. Believe it, Pyle.
No. I just want my dog back.
Damn it. That's it. I give up. Let them live in chains. No, Hartman. The Tree of Liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants.
Thomas Jefferson?
Mr. President, how do I get him to understand? As we did, son, remain vigilant. Too many have hidden the truth, and the light of our liberty dims with every passing day. Quickly, take my horse. Show him.
Wait, show me what? Where are we going?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the name of this wonderful animated short is called The American Dream. Go to YouTube and type in The American Dream full length video. It's an animated example, it's an animated interpretation of two individuals that wanted to put together a short feature film explaining monetary and banking systems and what's happening around the world, but in a way that won't cause most people's eyes to glaze over, giving them statistics and numbers and policies. This helps people to understand on a basic level, more like a childlike, entertaining understanding, hopefully, of what's happening in our system, why we're at this point right now where we don't have jobs, why the monetary system is such chaos and flux, and why we're at a point that if we don't understand what's happening, what's being said, we can't help to turn it around. Because understanding the cause of it, understanding this from the root cause, is not that these subprime mortgages destroy the economy. It wasn't the borrowers that brought down the economy, as many people know and are finally starting to admit. There were a host of other issues that caused this, and it's being put to us that right now it's being said that there are no solutions. CEOs of huge companies aren't talking about just the management policies in the United States government being able to solve the economic problem. They're looking at this on a global scale because the global leaders can't solve a problem of this magnitude without real changes. We're seeing wars pop up. We're going to be wars in Pakistan. We're hearing Al-Qaeda again. We're hearing fear of terror. But why don't we hear real change, stimulating the economy in the United States? Because the United States industries that once were thriving have been offshored, and they're trying to sell us products from China, from Japan, from Taiwan, from India. They're having jobs that we used to do in this country offshored, and we call customer service and we get India, we get everywhere else. Those jobs used to be in this country. So when they're talking about us buying goods, the durable goods, the washing machines, the cars, those manufacturing jobs have been shifted overseas, and we're trying to buy those same goods on a Walmart, on maybe a customer service position, on maybe working at a hotel, or even those that are still lucky enough to hang on to the middle class jobs. Their buying power is being diminished slowly by inflation around the world, ladies and gentlemen. Not just here in the U.S., this has become a global epidemic, where the dollar is being devalued, or basically it's being cut into pieces. The buying power, if your dollar last year used to buy you a bag of chips, now at that same bag of chips that may have been 12 ounces, now it can only buy the same size bag of chips, but what's inside of it is not 12 ounces of chips anymore, it's only 8. Or the price may have gone up. That same 12 ounce may cost you $2. That's what's truly happening, ladies and gentlemen. We've got to get our eyes on this real issue about economy, about inflation, and about creating industries. Yes, the president is absolutely right about creating jobs. We have to create them, but it's not going to come from the federal level. It's going to come from the grassroots level, ladies and gentlemen. Our creating the industries, us bartering with each other, us working on a smaller scale to provide services to each other, but that means that we still have to be diligently fighting politics, because the politics in many counties and states are putting the shackles on the small business person, telling them that in order for you to have a lemonade stand, in order for you to sell something at a garage sale, a flea market, in order for you to create commerce, we want you to have a license for that, which you have to pay us for the license that may, for the county or for your city, your state, and then next year you renew the license and it may be even more. But after we give you the license to operate the business, here's a list of stipulations that you have to adhere to, which may hamper you running that business and generating income for yourself. So the political aspect means that we have got to get involved in the political realm, not just running for office, but holding the feet to the fire of those elected officials to have them to loosen the stranglehold on the small business person that can operate a startup from his home, that won't be taxed out of existence, that won't have his exemptions for running a household business and using the electricity and getting those tax deductions pulled out from under him. So those are the vital areas that we've got to fight, along with being able to grow the foods in our own homes, in our own neighborhoods, to be able to feed ourselves in order to sustain ourselves. You see, ladies and gentlemen, the American, the worldwide dream, this is not an American dream, to own a home, to have a car in the driveway, to feel secure, to feel comfortable. That's a worldwide dream, where we talk about men being able to work and provide for their families, women being able to rear children if they so choose to do that, for communities to support one another. That's what people really want worldwide. And once they have that feeling of comfort, that level, that foundation, then they can go out and do other things. They can create stronger neighborhoods. They can create stronger businesses, because they have a foundation at which to stand on solidly and grow. So take it to heart what this film is talking about when you get a chance to go back and watch the clip. As I say, it's called The American Dream. It's an animated film, so make sure when you pull this up on YouTube, type in The American Dream and look for the animated, the cartoon version, and watch this. And have other people to watch it. It's time for us to start sharing this knowledge. Share it, and the next time you have or start one, have a Sunday potluck. If it's not with your family, if they're not near you, if you don't have friends or coworkers that you can invite to your home, knock on your neighbor's door and ask them to come over. Those of you with the new TVs that are plugged into the internet where you can surf on the television, or you've got huge laptops or big screens on your desk, play this and have a discussion about these real issues. Because the longer we ignore them and hope they go away, the more pressing they become. The longer we put our heads in the sand and think this isn't important, the harder it's going to be for us to change and to stem the tide of what's coming. As the new elections are coming next year, we're going to wait for a new president to change things, to try and change policy, when no matter who's elected, ladies and gentlemen, whatever is in motion is going to be very, very hard to stop. So if we have that motivation, if we have that motion, if we have that energy of change, of real change at the grassroots level, to get a groundswell and to start looking at change from the positive, that can't be stopped. We can share that kind of energy and momentum on the social networking sites. We can share that on our blogs, on our podcasts, on our shows. But if we don't do that, and we have this apathetic, I don't care, it's not me approach, someone else's agenda is going to steamroll right over us as we're waiting for a new election, whether it's Democrat or Republican, to come and save us when we can save ourselves. So I wanted to just share that with you on this edition of the podcast, and we'll talk on Tuesday. And the hot news and burning issues that I wanted to bring up to you, we need to have something a little bit lighter, ladies and gentlemen. This little cartoon that I keep mentioning will give you some of the solutions, because the solution stems from us understanding the problem. The issues of us being diseased, depressed, us needing the proper nourishment for our body is also just as important as us getting the right nourishment for our minds. We've got to get our minds right again, ladies and gentlemen. We've got to get them back to that childlike, imaginative state where we can dream about real possibilities and real change to help us all, not just a select few. So the news will be there, of course, next Tuesday on the podcast, but until then, watch the video. Start sharing with your neighbors, your coworkers, your family and friends about real change that you can do on that grassroots level. And that's informing people about what's really happening around the world, that we can change things once we change our mindsets and put that positive aspect into effect. So, have a great weekend. News that you can use. I'm your host, Daryl Nobles.